It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I am national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're today for a fun Saturday slate, 8 games on tap in the NBA. I'm going to be giving you the inside edge for all 8 games today. We're hot the last couple days as well. We went 8-4 last night, went 9-4 the other night as well. So we're definitely on the green right now as far as the last few days post-Thanksgiving. So we keep riding that hot streak here on Nothing But Bets. As always, our sponsors, our sportsbook sponsor is TwinSpires Sportsbook, which is located in Kentucky. They are in the Kentucky Derby as well. So if you know horse racing, you know about TwinSpires Sportsbook. We'll be using their odds. We have a great announcement to announce later on this season with TwinSpires around All-Star Weekend and March Madness. Also, our daily fantasy sports sponsor, our power plays that we do every single episode for each matchup, are from Prize Picks. If you want to get on the action with Prize Picks, we have a great deal here for you on Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. Use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, when you sign up at Prize Picks. You'll see 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players and over under the projections, and you can go up to 10 times on any entry. It's you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, free throws made, etc. in the NBA, and all other various sports like yards, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more for football and basketball as well. Prize Picks allows mixed sport entries as well, so you can do football and basketball at the same time. And Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks has 4.8-star rating in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Prize Picks entries can main 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals as well. So if you want to get in the action again with us here at Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com, use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, when you download the Prize Picks app or on your mobile or desktop website on PrizePicks.com, and you will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. So we appreciate Prize Picks sponsoring today's show here on Nothing But Bets and throughout the entire 21-22 NBA season. So let's dive into our matchups here today for a fun Saturday slate in the NBA. Our first one up here, the Philadelphia 76ers host the Minnesota Timberwolves. The 76ers are 6-point favorites. I believe Joel Embiid is back in the lineup today for Philadelphia, which would be a huge boost for them. He's been out for 3 weeks with COVID-19 issues. One to me where, quite honestly, I feel like Embiid could come back with a huge bang in this one. Also, you have Seth Curry on the board for Minnesota. Or excuse me, for Philadelphia. But honestly, I think this could be a really close game, to be quite honest with you. I think we see Minnesota. It's a 6-point spread on TwinSpires. It's one to me where I feel like Minnesota is actually really fun to watch this year. If you haven't had a chance to watch a Timberwolves game, go ahead and do so. They are so fun to watch with Kat, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell. Beverly's out right now for them, but him, Vanderbilt, Jaden McDaniels, they're great defensively. Anthony Edwards is so awesome to watch. My favorite player is watching the NBA already. He's just posterizing guys left and right. I know Embiid's supposed to be back tonight, but in the meantime, I do like Minnesota to cover the 6-point spread. I think it is a very close loss for Minnesota in the end, but I do think even with Joel Embiid's probable return tonight, I do think Minnesota covers the spread at 6 points, and they do win or lose by 5 points or less. So I am going to go with the Timberwolves +6 on TwinSpires. And on Prize Picks, it looks like here currently there are no 76ers props available here on Prize Picks due to the unknown status of a lot of guys right now for Philadelphia. But if you want to hedge on a parlay, I do like the following here. I like Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns over on their points. So if you want to lock those two in here, Cat over 20.5 points, Anthony Edwards over 20.5 points. That 2-leg power play pays you about 3 times the amount. We always do power plays around Nothing But Bets. If you want to do a flex play, one out of two pays you back 0.5 times the amount, two correct pays you back two times the amount. We usually do four legs in a power play. So we always go for the biggest amount and score the most here on nothing but bets. So we'll go ahead and lock that in here. We'll do Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns over 20.5 points each, and also take the Timberwolves to cover the 6-point spread in Philadelphia. The next game here, the Atlanta Hawks hosting the New York Knicks. This line continues to move up and up in favor of Atlanta. I love the Hawks in this matchup. I think it's a situation to me where it's in Atlanta tonight. I think this Knicks team's in a funk right now. They have been for the last 10 or so days. I think it continues on even further. Trae Young and the Hawks are in a groove right now. They're finally finding the rhythm early on this season. I think we see Trae Young have a really big game for Atlanta. I think the front court mismatch in size in favor of Atlanta with John Collins and Clint Capella looms large in this matchup as well. So I love the Hawks in this matchup to cover the 7.5 point spread in Atlanta here on Twin Spires. And let's go over to Prize Picks and check out our picks for this game for our power play. Trae Young, 23.5 points. I love the over there. And as you all know, Clint Capella, I love his over on rebounds, almost always hits. So we're going to lock in Clint Capella over 13 rebounds here. And then let's go back to New York to try to find a power play here. So for points, Julius Randle at 19.5. I don't like that one. RJ Barrett at 15.5. I do like RJ Barrett to go over on his points. And then for 3-pointers made, Evan Fournier at 2. I am going to take a little risk here and go Evan Fournier over 2 threes. I think it's 3 or more in this matchup here. So we're going to lock in this 4-leg power play. 4 correct pays you back 10 times the amount. If you want to do a flex play, 4 pays you back 5 times the amount. 3 correct pays you back 1.5 times the amount. We'll lock in the Hawks to cover the 7.5 point spread and do the following power play on Prize Picks. Trae Young over 23.5 points. Clint Capella over 13 rebounds. RJ Barrett over 15.5 points. And Evan Fournier over 2 3-pointers made. And we'll go ahead and lock that in and lock in the Hawks as one of our best bets of the night to cover the spread that actually just moved down from 7.5 to 6.5. So some late moving here as I'm recording here on Twin Spires. So we'll lock in the Hawks minus 6.5 and this power play here on Prize Picks. Next game here, the Phoenix Suns at the Brooklyn Nets. The Suns are on the second night of back-to-back in New York. They just beat the Knicks last night, just absolutely destroyed them by 21. This is one to me where I think it might be a future finals match we're seeing tonight. So if you have the chance to tune in here at 7:30 Eastern time, go ahead and do so. James Harden, Kevin Durant and the Nets, Devin Booker, Chris Paul and the Suns. Suns are going for 16 straight wins tonight. And Brooklyn is actually 1.5 point favorites. Things could be a very close game throughout, but I'm actually going to roll with the underdog here, the hottest team in the NBA. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns to cover that 1.5 point spread and win outright in Brooklyn. They extend their win streak to 16. This Suns team is desperate for wins. They want to make a statement around the NBA and continue this winning streak. This is just another game for the Nets, in my opinion. I think we see a big game from James Harden and Kevin Durant, but I like the Suns' overall depth. I think we see a lot of scoring, a lot of fun matchups back and forth on both sides. So I love this matchup, but I also love the Phoenix Suns to cover the 1.5 point spread tonight in Brooklyn and win outright against this Nets team to extend their winning streak to 16 games. So let's lock that in at Suns plus 1.5 and then go over to Prize Picks and check out our Prize Picks power play for this game. Devin Booker at 23.5 points. I'm going to go over there. Same for James Harden over 26.5, or excuse me, Kevin Durant over 26.5 points and James Harden over 21.5 points. We're going to lock both those in. And then we're going to do Chris Paul over on assists. I think it's a big night for Chris Paul. 9.5 assists. We're going to easily lock in the over there. So we're going to take this 4-leg power play here, unless we find another enticing one here on the end. Let's check out DeAndre Ayton's rebounds here. Ayton on the rebounds, 11.5. I actually like Ayton in this one to go over on his rebounds. So we're going to lock in this 5-leg power play here, taking a little bit of a dice roll here, but I do like the following to happen for this matchup. We're going to check out this 5-leg power play and roll with it. So let's lock in DeAndre Ayton on the rebounds. We'll do this one as it follows. Kevin Durant over 26.5 points, Devin Booker over 23.5 points, James Harden over 21.5 points, DeAndre Ayton over 11.5 rebounds, and Chris Paul over 9.5 assists. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to lock that in and lock in the underdog Suns tonight going for their 16th straight win in Brooklyn. Next game here, the Charlotte Hornets at the Houston Rockets. I love the Hornets in this matchup. This Hornets team is so fun to watch. They're one of my favorite teams to watch. Every single chance I get, I'm going to watch LaMelo Ball and this high-flying Hornets offense. There's the team to me where I feel like, quite honestly, they're hitting their groove right now. Their defense is finally at least being consistently below average, not just awful. And that makes a huge difference with such a fun offense for Charlotte as well. So in this matchup here against Houston, who's finding their groove a little bit, but honestly, huge mismatch advantage in favor of Charlotte. It is in Houston tonight, but I do like the Hornets to cover the 5-point spread on Twin Spires. I think we see a big game once again from LaMelo Ball, who's really looking like a future star right now. I mean, the last couple weeks, he's put up monster numbers. I expect the same again from LaMelo Ball. I like the Hornets here to win outright and to cover the spread in Houston. So let's go over to Prize Picks right now and check out our power play option for this game. Miles Bridges at 18.5 points. I am going to take the over on Miles Bridges with points. Same for Christian Wood at 16.5. I'm going to take the over there. Kevin Porter Jr. at 14.5. I'm going to go over on his points as well. And then for assists at LaMelo Ball, check out the assists for LaMelo because he's gone way over on his assists the last few games. Looks like there's nothing available for LaMelo Ball on the assists. So let's check out the rebounds and see if there's anything for this game for LaMelo. So for LaMelo Ball, it's 7 rebounds. We're going to roll a dice here and take LaMelo Ball on the rebounds. So we'll lock in this 4-leg power play here. We will take Miles Bridges over 18.5 points, Christian Wood over 16.5 points, Kevin Porter Jr. over 14.5 points, and LaMelo Ball over 7 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000 on Prize Picks. And we're going to lock in the Hornets to cover and win outright on the 5-point spread on Twin Spires. Next game here, the Miami Heat at the Chicago Bulls. The Heat are 1-point favorites in Chicago. This is one to me where I'm very much on the fence. Nikola Vucevic is actually back in the lineup for Chicago tonight. Obviously, a fun matchup. Jimmy Butler always does well in Chicago on his return. You have Tyler Hero taking a lead from Miami this year. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine. I mean, this is just a fun matchup all the way around. This is honestly the best matchup of the night alongside Phoenix against Brooklyn. So we have a great slate, obviously, in the NBA tonight. This is tough for me. I mean, I really could see this one going either way. The spread reflects that with a 1-point spread. I don't know. I actually like Chicago here. I think I'm going to roll the dice and take the Chicago Bulls to win against Miami, who are kind of flat a little bit the last few games. This is going to be a game where both teams get up for, but in the United Center, Windy City of Chicago, I'm going to roll the dice and take the underdog here, the Chicago Bulls, to win outright and cover that 1-point spread. So let's go ahead and go on Prize Picks and lock in our power play. Zach LaVine over 23.5 points. Jimmy Butler over 21.5 points. I like that to hit as well. Same goes for DeMar DeRozan over 21.5 points. And I think Kwiasi Bam Adebayo goes over on his points as well at 16.5. So a lot of points in all point power play here. But we're going to lock this one in. Zach LaVine over 23.5 points. Jimmy Butler over 21.5 points. DeMar DeRozan over 21.5 points. And Bam Adebayo over 16.5 points. We're going to lock in that power play to the underdog Bulls. Plus one on the spread to win outright tonight in Chicago. Next game, the Cleveland Cavaliers hosting the Orlando Magic. Evan Mobley is back in the lineup after missing the last 2 weeks with an elbow injury. He's going to help stabilize that Cleveland team, who's still without Colin Sexton, I think, for the rest of the season now. But even without Sexton, this team is so fun to watch. You have Ricky Rubio, a great veteran leader for that team. Darius Garland's taking steps forward. Jarrett Allen as well. Having Mobley and Allen in the same front court is just dynamite defensively. Against this young Orlando team is on the second half of back-to-back. I think this one gets ugly early on. So I love Cleveland here to win and cover this huge 9.5-point spread. I think Evan Mobley gives him a huge boost tonight. So I'm going to take the Cavaliers to win and cover that 9.5-point spread. I think the Cavaliers cruise late in this game. So let's go over to Prize Picks now and lock in for this game. We have the following available for Cleveland versus Orlando. So we have Franz Wagner, Lauri Markkanen, a lot of guys here on the board here for points. I do like Darius Garland over 17.5 points the most, though. So we're going to take Darius Garland over on points. Same for Franz Wagner, over 11.5 points. I love watching Franz Wagner in Orlando. He's actually doing really well this year for the Magic. So we're going to take over on Franz Wagner points. Jared Allen's the old reliable on rebounds. So we're going to take Jared Allen over 10.5 rebounds here for Cleveland. And then let's check out assists and three-pointers made from Orlando's side of things. So for assists, let's check out what's available here. Jalen Suggs at 3.5 on the assist, or let's go to three-pointers made. So three-pointers made, we have nothing on the board. So we're going to take Jalen Suggs over 3.5 assists to round out our power play here. So we're going to lock in the following power play here on Prize Picks for Magic versus Cavaliers. We're going to take Darius Garland over 17.5 points, Franz Wagner over 11.5 points, Jarrett Allen over 10.5 rebounds, and Jalen Suggs over 3.5 assists. $100 entry wins you back $1,000, and we're going to take the Cavaliers to cover and win outright the 9.5-point spread on Twin Spires. Two more games here on the slate tonight for a fun Saturday night in the NBA. We have the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Washington Wizards. The Mavericks are 6.5-point favorites. I love the Mavericks here in this spot. I think this Wizards team is kind of reaching a plateau right now just for a little bit of a rut. I obviously, a really hot start to the season. I think they're a legit playoff team, but I think it's a matchup in Dallas where they're at a very significant mismatch disadvantage. I love Dallas here to win and cover the 6.5-point spread at home in Dallas. I think we see a big game from Luka Doncic, and Kristaps Porzingis has a big game as well for the Mavericks. So we're going to lock in the Mavericks to cover the 6.5-point spread and the following on Prize Picks for our power play. Luka Doncic over 25 points, Bradley Beal over 24 points, Kristaps Porzingis over 19.5 points, and we're going to lock in Tim Hardaway Jr. on threes as well. We're going to have to go Washington here because we have Porzingis and Doncic on the board. So let's check out Montrezl Harrell real quick on the rebounds if he's available. I actually like that one. So it looks like here for rebounds, Montrezl Harrell at 7. I do like Montrezl Harrell to go over here. So we're going to lock in this four-leg power play here. Luka Doncic over 25 points, Bradley Beal over 24 points, Kristaps Porzingis over 19.5 points, and Montrezl Harrell over 7 rebounds. We're going to lock in that power play and also take the Mavericks to win outright and cover the 6.5-point spread at home tonight in Dallas. Our final game here on the docket, a back-to-back now in Utah after a stunning loss from the Jazz last night against the Pelicans. They are back at it again tonight in Salt Lake City, Pelicans versus Jazz. The Jazz are once again huge spread favorites at 12.5. It's a little risky on my part, but I'm going to go with the bounce back here. I think the Jazz kind of sleepwalked into that matchup last night, let the Pelicans hang around, and they saw Devontae Graham buzzer beater beat them at the last second. It definitely burned a lot of my betting as well last night. So kudos to the Jazz for ruining my parlays that I had going personally here in Indiana on Thanksgiving break. But I do think here the Jazz bounce back in a big way. I think they win outright and cover this big 12.5-point spread. So we're going to lock that in on TwinSpires and also go over to Prize Picks right now and check out our power play options for this game. Let's go ahead and check what's available here. So for Devontae Graham at 13.5 points, I am going to go over on Devontae Graham points. Same for Brandon Ingram at 19.5. Donovan Mitchell, I also like to go over here as well. Let's see if he's available here. So no Donovan Mitchell on the board here for points. He might be sitting out tonight, quite honestly. But I do like Bojan Bogdanovic to go over on points as well. And then Rudy Gobert on the rebounds. Let's check on Rudy Gobert here on the rebounds. So Gobert is 12.5. I am going to go over on Gobert. I think it's a solid investment there. So let's lock in this four-leg power play here. Brandon Ingram over 19.5 points. Bojan Bogdanovic over 16.5 points. Devontae Graham over 13.5 points. And Rudy Gobert over 12.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to go with the big Jazz bounce back tonight after a stunning loss to the Pelicans. They win and cover the spread this time at 12.5 against New Orleans. So here, let's go over our picks again really quickly for you before we wrap today's show. We like the Timberwolves +6 in Philadelphia, Hawks -6.5 against the Knicks, Suns +1.5 against the Nets, Hornets -5.5 against the Rockets, Bulls +1 against the Heat, Cavaliers -9.5 against the Magic, Mavericks -6.5 against the Wizards, and Jazz -12.5 against the Pelicans. So that's going to do it for our episode here on Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening. As always, we have another fun slate on tap in the NBA. So hope everyone enjoys it. In the meantime, have a great day and happy betting.